I want to dedicate it to Bob Johnson. Bob Johnson, you know where you are. You are so crust and fresh. Everything about you is crust and fresh, Bob Johnson. I wish I could stop thinking about you. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Hey guys, welcome back to our fourth ever podcast. Everything's great. Today we have Jared, who has been in bands such as Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah.
Football, Hot Machines, Ponies, who were kind of popular. White Savage, who are massively popular, and Bare Mutants.
And Dick Bane.
Sorry
about it.
His solo endeavor. We also are joined, thankfully, by Becca, who came in and talked all about Negative Scanner. Also, the most professional person on this podcast, Ronnie Rowe, interviews Handsome Dick Manitoba from The Dictators, who are gracing us with their presence on May 17th.
As part of the Jose Blackout.
Yeah. Alright, we're joined by Jared Gumry, who works at the bottle.
Hey, everybody. What does lavender skunk mean?
Yes. Or Baby Jessica in the Well.
Baby Jessica in the Well is still my favorite euphemism.
For what?
Are you going to talk about this?
Yes, on the White Savage tour.
I'm the White Savage tour. Jared and I were in White Savage.
So who all was in White Savage? You talk about it a lot.
It was Jim McCann.
A Baseball Fury.
Yeah. And
football.
And then
Greg Sharp.
Colin Smith.
From
Screaming Yellow Zonkers.
Yes, that's the one, yeah.
Jared.
And Bob and Weinstein.
Yeah, but I was number 6. We all had numbers.
I was number 5, I think.
You guys were like a lineup? Batting order?
You had to be 6 foot tall. Or greater.
6 foot or greater.
One of my favorite parts about that White Savage tour is the fact that you were going through your Axl Rose phase.
Oh, the bandana?
Yeah.
And the handlebar mustache that I couldn't grow, so I drew it on.
That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun that trip.
A lot of fun.
That I don't remember.
One being that out of 5 people in the band, nobody could drive from Vegas to LA.
Except Kristen.
You and Greg showed up to the minivan with drinks in your hands, and everybody else.
Because I knew you were going to drive already, so I was like, fuck it, I'm taking a margarita with me.
I think my favorite part was, like, when we were coming into LA, you just looked in the rearview mirror, and there's, like, 3 of us in the back seat with our shirts off.
All topless.
Just, like, being fools.
And shit-faced. Yeah.
In, like, LA traffic. Just like, what's going on?
At 5 p.m.
Yeah. So how long have you worked at the bottle, Jared?
Almost 2 years.
How long have you been coming to the bottle?
Oh, man. 16 years? I remember I had a fake ID for a while. I used to get in here.
So did Matt. Matt loves telling that story, too. You guys.
It was awesome. I saw the Lord High Fixers and at Bottle Shock, and it was amazing. I took acid. It was a little different times back then, but... somehow got into the bar, I was super pumped, like ordered probably a gin and tonic, dropped acid. But yeah, it was awesome. I just remember like looking at Tim Kerr and everything was like, wah, 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 and he just was doing everything but playing his guitar, and it was awesome. We just like throw it in the crowd. It was so good.
Well, I remember you,
I think Matt and I had just started working here and Country Teasers played.
Oh, yeah.
And you and Matt were like puking on the floor.
I did throw up on the floor.
During the set.
I've thrown up on that floor 3 times.
Do you remember all 3 shows?
Yeah. But you didn't even stop. I remember like standing behind you guys. You did it and then you just kept like...
Yeah, people were just dancing in it.
Yeah,
the first time I puked was when Liars and Yeah Yeah Yeahs played here, and it was fucking packed. And it was before... It was when you could pack, really pack it.
Yeah.
And somebody handed me a flask, and I took a little sip of it, and it didn't go down so hot. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm not making it back there. And so I was just like... And I was trying to hold it, and I couldn't, and I just... Went to the right, and it was right where they keep the drums, you know? So I fucking threw up on Wire's drum set. And then the third time was, like, actually not too long ago when I threw up during a Ty Siegel show. That's like, you know, that's like the... If you can make me puke during a show, you've fucking done it. That is like... It's only 3 times. Great shows, all 3 of them.
Have you ever hurled on stage?
No.
Never?
Not yet.
Tonight.
For all the times I saw the ponies and like knowing that you had had some beers or whatever beforehand, you never, like, I never watched you on stage and was like, that dude should not be standing up on stage right now.
That's weird.
You've heard this story. Can I tell how I first like got into the ponies and stuff?
Please, yeah.
Well, I had been to a bunch of Miss Alex White shows, and then I heard about Hot Machines. And then through Hot Machines, I learned that Jared had started this new band called The Ponies. I had seen The Ponies probably a handful of times, but they didn't have anything out yet. And I had been going, I was living in Bucktown at the time, and I was going to Reckless in Wicker Park, asking about The Ponies, like if they had anything. Because I think at the last show I was at, you're like, yeah, we have a 7-inch coming out, blah, blah, blah. And then, so I was always going to Reckless, like, asking, like, once a week. And then the last time in my mind, I was going to ask about it because I figured I could only get it at shows then. I was like, do you guys have this new Ponies 7-inch? Like, we've never heard of the Ponies. Like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, okay, well, it was just worth a shot. And I looked down. And you and Melissa are trying to sell Reckless a stack of your first pressing of 7-inches.
And it's in such demand that some random guy keeps coming in every week.
Well, so then I look down and I'm like, I have to do this. So I walk over and I'm like, can I buy one of those? And then you turn to whatever clerk was wearing and like, that's a pretty good endorsement, right? And he sold me one and then whatever, that was it. But.
Now we're at Dick Bane.
Tell us about Dick Vane.
Dirk Moore is a huge fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what do we expect from Dick Vane?
Fuck, I don't know, man. I'm really nervous.
Do you want to talk about Bare Mutants at all?
Yeah, sure.
How did you decide on colored vinyl?
I did not.
Whose call was that?
It was awesome. I called Larry, and he was like, oh, man, I got your records in. Like, I'm mailing you the limited edition ones now. I was like, cool. I was like, what color are they? And he's like, chocolate brown. And I was like, that's interesting. Man, this looks like just like melted fake poop.
It's such a perfect color for that record.
Poop brown.
Yeah, it's a shit colored record.
Yeah. I just did a record trade with Bobby Hussey.
Really?
And he wrote me, he's like, oh, I got the records you sent me. Thanks for the colored vinyl one of the Bare Mutants. And I was like, and, I sent someone back to him. He's like, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen, like, a brown vinyl record. And I was like, you could just say it is poop vinyl. Poop brown.
Like, it looks so good when it's spinning, though.
Spinning down the toilet.
That was Jared from so many bands, but the only one you need to know about is White Savage.
I see you.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
Are you inside a fireplace?
Hold on, I'm going to turn other lights on.
Say hi to Becca.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh my god, this is ridiculous. I kind of love it.
When you do Skype, like I've only done it a couple times, but whenever I've done Skype, I always look at my face in the corner.
It's because you're
incredibly
tiny. Are you
looking at your face, Becca?
Yeah, a little bit. It's very small.
I'm looking at your face now because it's right above the box where my face is. So I can easily look at your face. Can I see Kristen? I see you, Kristen. That's me pointing to you.
Yeah, I got it.
So, Becca, tell us about Negative Scanner.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. I just thought I'd be funny and, like, get to the interview.
So we're joined by Becca from Negative Scanner, who the band is playing on May 26th with Victor Villarreal, who has been in Joan of Arc and Cap'n Jazz. And how are you doing, Becca?
I'm doing pretty good.
We're also joined by Kevin via Skype because he was too lazy to come home from Michigan. Well, how long has Negative Scanner been around now?
I want to say like about a year and a half.
And who all is in it?
It's me and Tom, I was in Tyler Don't Tyler with, and then Nick, who also plays in a band called Ubones, and then our friend Matt.
I'm glad that you brought Tom along from Tyler Don't Tyler, because he's one of my favorite drummers to watch.
And he's one of the like nicest guys in the history. Yeah.
Did you play music in San Jose?
No. I actually bought my first electric guitar here in Chicago. And then I had never been in a band before or anything, and I just started writing songs. And like,
really?
Yeah. And awesome. Jen was actually the first person I met, and I met her at like the Abbey Pub at a Detroit Cobras show. Yeah. And like,
wait, was that the King Khan show?
Yeah.
We've talked about the show before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Changed Kevin's life too.
So Becca, can I pay you a compliment?
Sure.
Negative Scanner's pretty new. You guys are still like, you know, coming up with more recordings and everything, but with Tyler John Tyler, I think that you're an awesome lyricist. I told you before that Suicide Robot is like an awesome song and I love it and everything. But I swear to God, my favorite song lyrically that you've ever written is Livery Service. Or it's a song about your little sister.
Yeah, that's Livery Service, yeah.
Yeah, total imagery, like, and it's like, tell me about that song. I've always thought that what it is, you know, it's like you wrote a song about a doll, and you kind of think of it as your little sister, but you turn it into like a voodoo doll, right?
Well, it's been a while since I've thought about that song. Actually, at the time, I was listening to a lot of The Quick and, like, sort of the, I guess, imagery of, like, a rag doll, you know, that kind of gets thrown around and, like,
right.
thrown around so much that, like, the stuffing kind of gets beat out of it. So, yeah,
sure.
It's sort of, I say little sister in it to make it sound like I'm speaking about some, like another person, but I think I do that in a lot of songs too. But
so when you sing the lyrics, stick a pin in her. It's not like a voodoo thing.
Or what
did they call that when you like sticking needles in a doll to fuck with somebody?
Yeah, like a voodoo doll. I didn't intend for it to be like that, but it kind of. I think I meant for it to be like. Like to sew up a doll, or like also just to stick pins, like where you stick pins in like those pillow things, like when you sew. But
yeah. Well, that's cool that I got to talk to you about it, because I always assumed it was like that voodoo thing. Like I always thought that the song was about your little sister and the stupid fucking doll, and like you didn't like your sister and the voodoo doll, and like this is how I'm gonna fuck with my sister because this is the doll that I just described.
Are you projecting because you have three sisters, Kevin?
Yeah. Well, that's how I was relating to it. I never had a voodoo doll. I wish I'd had that song when I was younger because that would have probably helped me.
Aw, that's sweet.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, Tobacco.
It's a Becca, not your fucking sisters, man.
Yeah, I was like, no, that's really cute.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you like the song, and it's nice to hear your version of it.
My favorite Tyler Dunn Tyler song is that I never New England
Street. Yeah,
New England Street.
Of course.
Yes, yeah, so suck it, Kevin. I've got a favorite song too.
New England Street. Yeah, no, I love it because you just want to take care of somebody, and that's how I always interpreted the song. It's like you just got somebody that you want to take care of them, and if you could, you would.
Yeah, yeah. And I wrote it after listening to a lot of Modern Lovers and a lot of Jonathan Richman. So I always kind of imagined it as like a love song to Jonathan Richman from Jonathan Richman's like point of view.
Yeah, I definitely got like a male pronouns or whatever from. Like I was intrigued by that song because it then your lyrics are like a woman singing like from a man's point of view.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've done that a couple times. A few times.
Yeah.
I know that I've done it in Tyler Don Tyler songs. I have a couple negative scanner songs that we did.
Well, yeah. Do you have a different approach to the negative scanner, or conscious different approach?
I write songs the same way, but now. I'm just, I guess, influenced by different bands than I was.
Anyways, it's Ronnie's time now. Talk to us, Ronnie.
Hello?
Hi, Anthony Dick.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good.
You could call me Richard if you want. It might make it easier for you.
Where do you live?
I live in New York City, in Manhattan. Okay. Manhattan is part of New York City. I live in Manhattan, in New York City.
What's your favorite thing about New York City?
My favorite thing about New York City is how exciting it is and how it's open 24 hours a day. And I love the history of New York City, too. Oh, God.
What's your favorite shape?
Shape? Ay vey, I gotta remember I'm talking to a 5-year-old here. I was gonna say Bridget Bardot. I would say my favorite shape is Bridget Bardot.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite song?
My favorite song as a kid? Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones.
My favorite song by the Rolling Stones is She's a Rainbow.
You like She's a Rainbow?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful song. Well, wait a minute. I have 3 songs that were my favorite when I was a kid. Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones, She Loves You by the Beatles, and I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. 3 songs. Do you like the Beatles?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Beatles song?
I like the Beach Boys.
I love the Beach Boys. What's your favorite Beach Boys song?
I like Help Me Rhonda.
I love Help Me Rhonda. You know, that was a number one song. Beach Boys had number one in the whole of the United States of America with that song.
I like your song, Weekend. What's your favorite thing to do on the weekend?
My favorite thing to do on the weekends?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do on the weekends is to play baseball with my 11-year-old son named Jake.
Cool. Do you watch cartoons?
I don't much like the cartoons he watches these days, that's one thing we don't share. We do share comic books because I showed him the comic books when I was a kid, from like the early 60s, from like Spider-Man and Captain America and the Avengers. And he likes the comic books I like. But as far as cartoons on television, I don't really like the new cartoons. And the old cartoons I like were Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Anything with Mel Blanc. Anything with Mel Blanc's voice, I love. That's going to be a tough one.
I like Looney Tunes and superheroes.
I like Spider-Man. I like Thor. I like the Fantastic Four. I like Doctor Doom. And probably many others, but I can't think of them right now. Who's your favorite, Ronnie? Who's your favorite superhero?
I like Thor, Wolverine, and Spider-Man.
You like Thor, too?
Yeah.
I like his hammer.
Me, too.
I like how nobody could pick up Thor's hammer except Thor.
Mjolnir.
Oh my God! I knew the exact Mjolnir. I'll have to ask one of my friends from Norway how to pronounce it.
Is Ross the boss really the boss?
Ross the boss is the boss in our little world, but there are many bosses. For example, my wife is the boss at home. Bruce Springsteen is the boss in his world. His friend, Little Steven, is the boss in my outside world. He's my boss on my radio show. So there are many bosses, but in my world, Ross is the boss. And Ronnie, who's the boss in your world?
My mom.
The mothers usually are.
Songs is Faster and Louder and Let's Twist.
Next what?
And Let's Twist.
Baby Let's Twist?
Yeah.
Do you, Ronnie, that's excellent because you know that we do both of those songs, and if you could stay up late, you would see us do them in Chicago.
Maybe.
Well, we love Baby Let's Twist. I hope one day I get to dance with you. And also, Faster and Louder is very exciting. It's very fast. I love it. And you have excellent taste because we do both of those songs every time we play.
Awesome.
Hey, Ronnie. Who's your favorite rock band in the world?
David Bowie.
David Bowie? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's really good. I like David Bowie. Do you like the Beatles?
Sort of.
But the fact that, Ronnie, that you like the Beach Boys, I'm very impressed. I love the Beach Boys.
Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much for the interview, Ronnie. I really enjoyed it.
Now it's time of the podcast where Kevin and I read the notes that Matt C. so courageously creates every time he does lights. Of course, Kevin gets the positives, and I get the negatives. Kevin, go!
Alright, so we've got X-Cult coming in on May 29th. Our good friend Matt C. says about X-Cult, come on! They're too nice to have been in a cult at any point in their young lives. Unless it was a cult of cuteness. Jesus. They weren't that bad, though. They had moments. Moments of musical bliss. I think.
Oh, okay. All right, now here's the negative one.
I like pet lions because Carl is my friend and is really hot, which is true. Everyone in this band looked like crap. I like pet lions because Carl is a good guitar player. At what point during this other band that played set, the guitar player switched guitars, but there's really no point in him doing this because he still sucked and sounded like a crap cake. They bummed me the fuck out. Another reason never to go to another club in the city is because they're playing there next week.
It should be noted that's not a review about Pet Lions. He was just comparing and contrasting. Pet Lions were foxy and good at guitars.
Alright, that was the fourth one, guys. Appreciate you guys listening. We're trying to figure it out. Thank you, Jared, very much. Thank you, Becca, so much. And again, thanks, Ronnie, for showing us up with the best Handsome Dick Manitoba interview you guys have probably ever heard. So are we cool?
Anyway. Yeah, we're cool.
Love little Johnny, and he's real nice and hangs out. And she's like, I hope he comes again, and his huge penis, too.